Thanks, Brad. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office has issued a press release regarding the ongoing search for 43-year-old Shane Miller, who is a suspect in a triple homicide in Shingletown in Shasta County. Miller is suspected of killing his wife, 34-year-old Sandy Miller, and their two daughters, 8-year-old Shelby and 4-year-old Shasta. The search for Miller has gone nationwide, although law enforcement are focusing on the Northern California area. Miller has ties to Humboldt County, and his vehicle was seen near the Mattole River on Wednesday. Sheriff's deputies, CHP officers, and police from Rio Del and Fortuna responded to the area. While on scene, a second call came in said that Miller was in the truck driving toward Honeydew. By the time officers reached the area, Miller had fled and the truck had been abandoned. Schools in the Mattole area are closed today while the manhunt continues. Miller is considered armed and dangerous and probably has access to a large cache of weapons. Miller is an adult white male, 5'10", 210 pounds, with red hair and blue eyes. Anyone who sees Miller is asked to contact authorities. The County of Humboldt and Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights, HUMCPR, have reached an agreement in the lawsuit filed by the organization against the county regarding documents related to the general plan update. The records HUMCPR requested were related to the amount of money the county has spent on lawsuits related to the GPU. The group asked for records from 2002 through 2012, but claimed the county failed to comply with the State Public Records Act by heavily redacting those documents. HUMCPR President Sally McDonald said in a statement, and I quote, "By correcting the limited number of documents, HUMCPR has established that County Council now knows what is legally required, and the HUMCPR has set a precedent for the future regarding public documents." Firefighters were called to McKinleyville High School on Wednesday afternoon after a small fire was set in a bathroom on campus. The fire caused an estimated $4,000 worth of damage and was confined to the bathroom. Arcata Fire and the Sheriff's Office investigated the cause, which was determined to be deliberate, and a student was identified and arrested in connection with the fire. That student was booked into juvenile hall on two counts of arson. And on Saturday, the Sheriff's Office was contacted by the grandmother of a missing juvenile, 14-year-old Kieran Maciel of Eureka. A friend of the grandmother told her she had seen Maciel walking on foot towards downtown Eureka at around 4:30 p.m. Deputies checked the area but did not locate her. The grandmother is concerned for Maciel. She does have medical issues. Maciel is a white female, 5'3", 140 pounds, with blue eyes and strawberry blonde-colored hair. She was last seen wearing a dark-colored sweatshirt and dark-colored pants. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At Tuesday's meeting, the County Board of Supervisors once again discussed the findings from the public meetings held as the county works on crafting a marijuana ordinance for the unincorporated areas of the county. The proposal was sent back to subcommittee for more consideration, and it could be in light of the decision by the state Supreme Court that local government can ban medical marijuana facilities in their cities and towns. The County District Attorney's Office released the ruling, and the state Supreme Court said in that ruling that both state and federal laws generally ban the use or possession of marijuana, and despite the passage of the Compassionate Use and Medical Marijuana Acts, which allow patients access, they are but incremental steps to full legalization. Those two acts have no bearing on how local government regulates the use of lands in its jurisdiction. And if you're going to be in Arcata tomorrow, be prepared for some rerouting around city streets, because on Friday, the city of Arcata will be shutting down 8th Street between F and H at the Arcata Plaza from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. City crews will be on the road and striping and painting parking stalls. The city asks that you anticipate delays and plan travel accordingly. For more information, contact the Arcata City Public Works Department. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.